I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Although it has not felt anything like spring in recent days, the 2018 spring trout stocking is underway. We'll visit with DNR Hatchery Programs Manager Jim Hedrick to talk more about it right after this. The annual spring trout stocking in West Virginia actually gets going in the early stages of winter in many parts of the state. Jim Hedrick says they were able to get the trucks moving last week despite that extreme cold weather.
We start in stocking at in the spring, you know, in January early. And obviously the cold weather is a huge hindrance to getting the trout stocking underway when we have conditions like this.
And although those extreme temperatures have subsided for the moment, the trout are still being hauled.
We've stocked just a few lakes, Chris. What's happened is the rivers are frozen over. Most of them at this point in time just has a small amount of water kind of running in an open section down through the middle. But we were able to stock several of the lakes, and they are posted on our website. The guys were able to make it there despite the snow and cut a hole in the ice and was able to put those fish in the lakes. And the good part is about that, I guess, if you like ice fishing, it's supposed to warm up in a couple days, but that ice is pretty thick. It's going to be there for a while, so it'll create a unique ice fishing opportunity that we don't get every year.
And that would include Spruce Knob Lake, which is often at this time of year inaccessible.
The guys got up there the other day. The ice was thick enough. They actually backed the truck right out onto the ice and stalked through the ice up there. So those fish are ready to go for anybody who is willing to brave the elements and go fishing.
But with the winter weather conditions, some of the western lowland waters of the state also get trout this time of year.
The water temperatures are cold, so right now every place is trout water.
And despite the temperatures, those trout will bite.
It does slow them down a little bit. Of course, the good thing about trout is, you know, because they are a cold water species, they're way more active than any other fish. So even though a lake is frozen over and the temperatures are very cold, trout will still bite, not at the rate they will at their optimum temperature, you know, more in that 50-degree range. But it's definitely a doable thing. You may have to spend a little more time, but they will bite.
You can get the daily stocking information updated each day at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.